The Dame and Han Show. 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 The Dame and
Welcome
Han Show.
Welcome to another episode of The Dame and Han Show with your host,
The Dame and Han Show.
Dave.
And you're the host,
the Han.
Dame and Han Show.
Welcome
to the show.
Welcome very much indeed.
This is a show, na na na. Wow, okay. So here we are.
Do we have an intro song? Other than the intro song? No, we don't.
Episode 36.
36, it just rolls off the tongue.
Three baker's dozens. No.
No.
Three butcher duggins. Dozens.
Yes, folks, you've come to the
right place.
Rebecca
has already turned this off.
Well, if she hasn't by now, we can teach her the lesson to turn off shortly. What? There's no teaching of lessons on this show.
Wow.
That sounds wrong.
Speaking of,
sorry.
I didn't want to jump the gun, but...
What?
This episode, there's a tribute, this episode, to a famous lady in the world of...
I just furled my brow. What are you
women.
Talking about?
I'm talking about the one and only Rebecca K. Watson. K is her initial. I'm not going to tell you what her middle name is.
Good.
Rebecca K. Watson, Esquire. Did I write that wrong?
What's Esquire mean?
I don't know.
Does she have a squire?
No.
If she has a squire, why?
What does Esquire actually mean? I assume it has something to do with watches, but that's probably not true.
She has a watch.
What does Esquire mean? This is a serious question.
Do I just need to get a watch to get an Esquire?
What does Esquire mean? Do you know?
I think it means that they have, that when they write their signature, it's very fancy.
No, what? Seriously, do you know what Esquire means?
I don't.
Okay, so why do
we
keep hearing it?
I think it's like one below knighthood.
So it's a rank in society?
It's like three below Nobel Prize.
No. So, who is Rebecca Watson, you might be wondering? Why'd you laugh at that?
I'm laughing because I didn't expect you to talk about Ms. Watson in this way.
This whole episode is dedicated to, a tribute to, and in loving memory of... dedicated to...
We hope that she... yeah. Okay.
To the very much alive and spunky Rebecca Watson. So, who is she? Why don't you get us a little on the spot, totally unprepared.
Totally unprepared.
That's
I didn't
not
know
a joke.
You were gonna say this.
Just tell us who Rebecca Watson is, please.
Well,
Han.
She's well known for being one of the rogues on the Skeptic's Guide to the Galaxy. What? Universe.
It started off as the Skeptic's Guide to the Solar System, but then they've gone so much further.
Indeed. And she's, I don't know.
Next
she's
step,
like
the multiverse.
She's like an outspoken skeptic. She considers herself a feminist, and
she likes to have colorful hairs, styles.
Sure, a lot of people do, but I suppose you could say that's something that she's into, maybe.
We've seen her at these little... conventions of nerds called Nexus.
Nexus, and she's been at a few TAMs as well.
And she's had different color hair each time.
I don't know that that's true, but possibly.
As a skeptic. We've been to two, and they've had two different... Do you remember the first time? It was like blue? And
possibly.
The last time was... Are we giving away personal information?
Is the NSA listening in right now and using this to... No.
So yeah, one of the rogues... Rogues is a... What's a rogue? A thief, basically.
It's somewhere between thief and burglar. It's a...
The Hamburglar was incorrectly known as a burglar when he was a rogue.
That's right.
He was replaced by Evan, eventually. No, Evan replaced him? How's it work? Replace. Oh, same meaning. Anyways, so yeah, so...
I think she's like one of the funnier rogues.
Well, hold on.
Let's just
go nuts. Let's just go all the way.
What?
Let's go all the way and say how much we love SGU.
The Skeptic's Guide to the Universe podcast is a skeptical podcast. It's been on air or podcast
It's a very entertaining podcast. that has a skeptical bent. No, that's not right.
It's
fully angled to skepticism. It's not even a bend.
They're based in New England, or most of them are, I guess.
And there are five regular
speakers.
There five was hosts. Once a sixth.
Yes.
Perry D'Angelo was his name?
Perry D'Angelis.
D'Angelo or us?
I think it was D'Angelis.
Okay.
D'Angelo? Perry D'Angelo? Perry D'Angelo.
We'll fact check this after.
I feel terrible that I don't remember his name. But anyway, there was another one who passed away.
And now there's Rebecca, three Novella brothers. I don't know who's who these days.
And Evan Bernstein.
Yes.
And it's a good podcast.
It's a weekly podcast. They've been
lots of facts.
Hundreds now? 400?
It's like a great gateway skeptic drug.
If you like cocaine, you will love the Skeptic Guide to the Universe.
Cocaine's an okay skeptic drug, but you should start at SGU.
And then, did you mention Skeptic?
I didn't, but
org?
Yeah, that's another...
Org or com? Org, I think.
It could be org.
Rebecca, if you're listening, please phone in.
Obviously, you could tell the quality of show that we can bring to you, dear listener, when we can't tell you the top-level domain.
Look it up. Let's just give the right information quickly.
Just Skeptic. What?
Oh, yeah, Google Skeptic.
No. I'm not doing that for my
phone.
Whoa,
what? Someone's scared of data.
This is my notes for the show. I'm not going to switch apps.
Okay, I'm going to do it.
Anyway, yeah, we've been avid listeners. I would...
Now, of course, we go to this site every day. It's just hilarious coincidence. We both forgot.
But anyway, I credit the SGU with turning me into a skeptic, or at least making me realize that I would want to be a skeptic.
You want to be a skeptic or a skeptic?
It's
skeptic.org.
Okay.
My original...
So skeptic.com is taken?
No, maybe it's both, but it's officially skeptic.org. Because it's an organization... of skeptical women.
Okay.
And their skeptical viewpoints and their stories and tales and legends.
We're not making fun of you. I do read the Skeptic website. I just don't remember the .org or .com.
So, Han, why are we all going on about Rebecca?
Well, David, we actually managed
because
to meet.
Because this day in history... No.
In this day in history... No, it was a week ago today. Was it? No, two weeks ago.
Actually, 2 weeks ago, a week from now.
A week ago and a day from now.
Recently, comma.
Recently, comma, we met briefly in a drunken stupor. Met Rebecca Watson at Nexus. And a Nexus pub event, I guess. And, yeah, no, that was fun.
We were handing out cards.
Yes.
Ones that I had no say in the design of, just for the record.
And, dear listeners, if you mail in your mailing address, we will gladly mail you one of these fancy...
So they have to mail us
one of
their mailing address?
One-of-a-kind
do they need our mailing address to do that?
No, they don't. They email us.
Oh, email.
Yeah. Dave@thedaveandhanshow.com or Han... @thedaveandhanshow.com.
Preferably Dave.
Yes, either or.
But
and we'll
if you're
gladly
smart, you would address it to Dave.
Pay for the postage and send you a...
Whoa! Hey, now, what's this?
Will
pay for the postage.
I'll pay for the postage out of my own pockets.
Really?
Yep.
What if it was...
It's a multi-pocket operation.
So we were talking to her, Rebecca Watson...
And,
do I say Esquire every time or just once?
I think even though it's legally probably not even... you have to say every time, but since this show is below the law... Wait, we're above the law. Sorry.
Below sea level.
Yes.
And we said, we do this podcast, you should listen to it, but we were very worried about our previous episodes where just... We talked about... It was terrible. It was...
All the episodes until now have been below what we feel could be... The level that this show could be at.
Including this one.
So
anyways, we said we're gonna give her a big Rebecca tribute shout out episode.
No, what? No, we didn't say that.
I said that.
Did you?
Yeah. And this is it. And she's listening now.
In my defense, I was in a drunken stupor.
So far She was very much into the idea. She promised us, there are witnesses, that she would give it a listen.
She promised us also
she wouldn't listen to any of the earlier ones, which was Han's very vocal suggestion. What are you doing with your knee right now?
I tell most people not to listen to the show.
Yeah, you're going a little on about that, little overboard on it's terrible, never listen to the show. You went a little...
I plead the drunken stupor defense.
Okay. Are you drinking tonight?
I am.
Okay.
It's ginger and vodka.
So this is it. This is episode 36, the Rebecca K. Watson...
I just coughed into the mic.
...episode... And that's pretty much it. So we'll see you next week. No.
No.
Now we got a few little segments to do. The odd.
So that's our bibs and babs and intro.
No. That was what I have labeled as tribute. Oh, yeah. To Rebecca and all our new listeners, anyways. One thing, like when you listen to regular podcasts, you reap and enjoy the hours or days of planning that they prepared for each episode, where they discuss what they're going to be discussing, what they're going to be talking about and stuff. One of the exciting key features of this episode is we don't let each other know what we're going to be talking about, what segments we're going to do.
We pretty much surprise each other.
It's a surprise. Because we're basically doing it just for ourselves.
We're doing everything off the cuff, even though we don't wear shirts.
Nosy little listeners trying to get in on our...
Yeah.
And we usually have had a few drinks to mellow out before.
I think pretty much almost every time we've
had a few drinks. Han has puked after the show about half the times on this carpet right here at my
place. But that's not because of the alcohol.
What was it from?
It was
It's a joke. He didn't puke. That's all a joke. Let's not stop saying puke on the Rebecca Watson episode. And we actually, here's a little, we went to her Wikipedia page, and she has a...
You went? Are you using the royal we?
Yeah.
Because I didn't go.
Me and Queen Elizabeth.
I wasn't invited.
It's Queen Elizabeth's birthday. Is her name Elizabeth or Victoria? One of the queens...
Queen Elizabeth.
Queen Vic Elizabeth. No. Whatever the current reigning monarch queen of the UK, England. It's her birthday today, that's all. She's turning. She's now 88. What does that have to do with what we're just talking about? Barf and...
I don't know. You
Rebecca.
Brought this up.
I don't know.
You were talking about looking up Rebecca Watson's page.
Yeah, I forgot what that has to do with... Anyways. Oh, the royal. You said the royal we. That's how I gave it up.
Oh,
Rebecca
Lord.
Surely has turned this off now. Now we can just go nuts.
We can just say
Let's
whatever.
Say, ready?
She's
Let
gone
me say
now.
One thing about Rebecca. She is such... anyways, anyways, there's a photo of her on the page, and it's so cute, and she's like 3 years old. I'm not saying
it's...
I like three-year-old girls. Don't get the wrong idea. No, it's funny. Like, it's not funny. It's just, it's a cute older photo of her. It's funny. This is going wrong. This is how the first 20 episodes went wrong.
I'm tickled by the idea that she's listening, but let's go on with the show.
Let's do it.
Next for the bibs and babs.
Okay, so...
Was that our bibs and babs? Do you have a bibs and babs?
Well, again, because...
I'm saying bibs and babs, but it's actually
yeah,
bibble
that's
babble.
What I'm saying. Let's what's the word? Explain a lot of things that we don't normally do in
right,
anticipation
this is like a
reboot episode. Rebecca listening and other new listeners we have from Nexus and whatever else of late, right?
Hello!
So, bibble babble... is a segment that came from another segment we did called New Word or Phrase, where we each suggest a new word or phrase. And I think very early on, maybe in the first episode, came up with bibble babble
yes.
as a new word or phrase. That means small talk and just shooting the shit. By the way, there's swearing in this podcast. Sorry. So we have bibble babble and we have our little small talk before we get to the meat of the episode.
Yeah, this is like the cracker before the hamburger.
Right. Do you have a bibble babble?
No.
I wrote down, no improvements, we suck. Because last episode, we had bibble babble of, I wanted this plea that we have to put more work into the
episode. But we did do more work into this episode.
What are you talking about?
Well,
I feel like.
Let's let the episode talk for itself.
We didn't do anything. We didn't do any technical fix-ups or anything. We just...
Well, we tried... I did suggest that we make sure that there's no hum. Okay. I'm sure listeners
now,
are
E35. Now, we started recording at 10:30. At what time would you suggest we investigate the hum issue?
10:29.
Whatever. Rome wasn't built in 3 weeks. How long since the last episode?
Awkward silence.
We'll get there. Or die trying.
Yeah, Rome wasn't built or in die, 40 episodes.
Or die not trying.
I prefer not to die in any of these scenarios.
Okay, we're ready to go. What are we doing?
So one of our most popular segments, and when I say popular, I mean we like to talk about it, is a segment that is actually modeled after one of the Skeptic's Guide to Universe segments, of which they have a segment where they talk about three or four science facts, and one of them is a fiction, which is called, what's it called, science or fiction?
Science or fiction,
science,
yes.
Science or fiction. Whereas for us, we talk about five facts or one fiction, but they're not necessarily related to science. They're just trivia.
Not five facts or one fiction.
We present five items. Five items.
Four of them are correct and real. Not necessarily facts, but just they're right.
Yeah, it's trivia.
And one is not right. Made up entirely or altered from a
trivia
correct one.
Around one topic.
I always make it up entirely, and Han usually doesn't have the creativity for that, so he alters an existing one.
I don't have a lot of things. So, do you want me to start, or you...
Do it. Start.
Okay, and we call this segment
Fakey Five.
That was the worst Fakey Five. Anyway.
No, hold on. We've done worse.
Okay,
Come on. We have.
We've always done worse. That's the solace we can take. This Fakey Five, mine is...
Hold on. So he's going to read five things, and I, in real time, am going to try to guess what the fake one is.
Right.
You listening at home can play along.
Right. This is a game we
There's
like
no
to play.
Rule against you listening, Rebecca, right now, and trying to also guess...
So this whole episode...
We should have told her to tweet. Oh, no, she's not listening to this as recording it. That doesn't make any sense. Okay, go on.
Sorry, that's my indoor laugh. Okay, so as you may or may not know...
You don't want to hear the outdoor laugh.
Ravens, the bird, are beginning to return to Toronto.
Oh, what's Toronto, Han?
Toronto is a city in Ontario, Canada.
Why are you talking about it?
Because that's where we live.
Yes,
that's where we're podcasting
Rebecca
from.
Et al. We live in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, home of our famous mayor, Dr. Rob Ford? No, just Rob Ford. Robert Ford.
Esquire. And anyway.
That was good. That was a good joke.
Ravens
right there.
Are beginning return
Your
to
first
Toronto.
Good joke of the podcast series.
Thank you. Ravens used to be common in this area, but in the 1800s they were killed
stories.
Off. So they're actually just recently starting to come back. So
this style or
in style and in vogue
in city.
So these are five little trivia facts about ravens, and one I made up or I tweaked, as I am wont to do. So number one. Ravens can learn to imitate a variety of sounds, including the human voice. Number two, ravens can harm livestock, particularly by killing young goats, lambs, and calves. Number three, common ravens, which is the type of raven I'm talking about, family of ravens, generally live 10 to 15 years in the wild, but have been known to live up to 40 years in captivity. Number four, in the Bible, a raven was the first animal to be released from Noah's Ark. Mm. And number five, every year the male raven finds a new mate and they have 3 to 7 eggs together. And they remain together for another 6 months after their chicks grow their flying feathers before splitting up again.
Okay. I'm pretty sure number one is true, so... I like to make it fakey four when I'm pretty sure one is not fake.
Okay.
The 40 years one, I'm going to have to go with I'll be annoyed if that's a fake, because I have a parrot, and I know birds in wild live nice and long, and in captivity live super extra long. So that's kind of what you said.
But why do they live so much longer in captivity?
Because they're not being eaten by bigger bird, hawks, and other things. Things aren't eating them all the time, just like you're in captivity.
I do have cavity. Well, how is that contagious?
So I assume that one's right.
Okay,
I've made my selection. The fakey. Among those five, read them again quickly so Rebecca can
also... The remaining ones or all of them?
All of them.
Number one. Ravens can learn to imitate a variety of sounds, including the human voice. Number two, ravens can harm livestock, particularly by killing young goats, lambs, and calves. Number three, ravens generally live 10 to 15 years in the wild, but have been known to live up to 40 years in captivity. Number four, in the Bible, I want to say Bible, a raven was the first animal to be released from Noah's Ark. And number five, every year, the males find a new mate and have...
Blah, blah, blah. So, yeah. Okay, here's an interesting little conundrum, okay? I, right away, was sure it's the Bible one. And then, when you said Bible, what's the word? It makes
indicated?
It more likely, okay? However, number two has an oddity in it, where you say young goats, which are called kids...
Okay.
And
I will
young,
clarify.
Then you said calves, which are already the child of the cow.
I understand. Don't do anything yet. Don't choose. Because originally it did say young goat kids, but then I thought that was so awkward to say.
Bible is my answer. Number four.
No, it was number five. Ravens mate for life.
You son of a father.
Yes.
Damn it. I was so sure of that one.
Yes.
And then your Bible. What was that little, like... trick.
It wasn't a trick.
Okay.
There you go. You were tricked up by religion.
Hopefully that's not surprising. Hopefully I can trick you up. Okay. In spirit of Rebecca...
What?
Watson.
Oh, dear. I don't like where this is going. Or do I?
Who likes talking about... Who brings attention to famous women in the world.
Mm-hmm.
There was something at Nexus.
Wait, what?
Famous, you know, women?
I know women.
With that. something at Nexus was about famous scientists, female scientists. That was at some...
Oh, goodness.
I remember it was at a talk.
No, it was a question. Name a female scientist who wasn't Marie Curie.
Was that during... That was when we were in the main room, right? There kind of thing?
Yeah, no. That was like at the beginning of the women in...
Okay. Oh, yeah, you're right. Of the women in skepticism panel?
No, it was women in science, technology...
There was a word for that. Smart?
Engineering STEM.
STEM. Okay, so I have a list of five... Well, it's women inventors. Female inventors? Okay. From the website, women with an A, -inventors.com. So I'm going to name the woman and then what she invented. One of them is made up.
Oh, okay.
Here we go. This is kind of a, you don't really have anything to work with on this one.
Wonder Bra.
That's one of them, actually. Do you know who invented the Wonder Bra?
It was a guy. So that if you have it there, it's false. But anyway, read them.
Interesting. How do you know a guy invented Wonder Bra?
Because that's what the Seinfeld episode was based on.
Oh, okay. Number one, Mary Anderson invented windshield wipers.
Sure, why not?
Number two, Ruth Wakefield invented chocolate chip cookies.
What? How can you invent?
Yeah, I guess was...
Okay, go on.
Some of them have patents, and some of them were just... No, you can invent. You can. You don't... That makes sense.
Sure.
Shut up. Mary Phelps Jacob invented the brassiere.
Oh.
But not the patented Wonder Bra.
Not the Wonder Bra.
That has a wire. Is it wire? I don't know. I don't wear a bra, to be honest.
Does Wonder Bra have anything to do with Wonder Bread? That's my...
Number four, Patsy Sherman invented Scotchgard stain repellent. And number five, Margaret Hamilton invented the telephoto lens.
Whoa. Who's the first?
Fifth I'll read them again. Call that. Fifth one, Margaret Hamilton.
Telephoto lens. Interesting. I guess, no, that's Hold possible. On. If you so said telescope, I would have been more weary, but. Because I'm pretty sure it was some dude way back in the day who invented the telescope. But go on.
Are you making a joke about Galileo? Actually, maybe. Did Galileo actually invent the telescope?
I don't know.
Mary Anderson, windshield wipers, Ruth Wakefield, chocolate chip cookies, Mary Phelps Jacob, the brassiere, Patsy Sherman, Scotch Guard stain repellent, and Margaret Hamilton, telephoto lens.
I'll say it's the Scotch Guard repellent lady.
So you repelled on that item.
Yes.
Well, I'll take them in order. No, what? You're wrong.
Oh!
I made up Margaret Hamilton and telephoto lens.
I was it's so frustrating, the feeling. Now I have to carry this for me.
We should have said, those playing at home, now's the time to write down your answer, and now we're going to reveal the answer.
Well.
But I guess they had about 20 minutes to do it on mine.
Okay. Well done. Did you make up her name as well?
Yep.
Well done. So do you know who the actual inventor is?
I made up the product, too. I don't know.
Telephoto lens?
She might have invented it, for all I know. There's like a one in a very high number chance that that's correct.
Darn.
But actually, that brings us to a segment we have kind of based on this unlikely chance.
We do?
It's a segment I invented, and I like to call it... It's not in here.
It's not.
Oh, Dangerous Wager.
Oh, Dangerous Wager.
And in Dangerous Wager, I ask Han a question, and if he can give me the answer, I owe him $1 million. That's if he gets it right. If he gets it wrong, nothing happens.
Nothing
so all the risk is on me.
It's a very dangerous wager.
So I try to make it at least a 1 in a million chance to get it right. Now this time, it seems like you're certainly going to get it right.
If... the number
as long as you know, and again, this
I
is
ballpark the number one.
This is a women achievers theme.
Oh, okay,
again, because this is the episode dedicated to Rebecca K. Watson,
which I wasn't aware about.
Her
so
middle name
is
starts with
dedicated.
A K, and I won't tell you what it is.
Only half dedicated.
Okay. Well, you knew this was a Rebecca Watson episode.
No, I knew that we had to clean up an episode for
but,
Rebecca Watson, but...
Okay, don't dissonate out of this. I'm just saying, you knew it was a Rebecca tribute episode. Or it was for Rebecca to listen to.
I guess we're just arguing about the...
You knew this was the one that she was supposedly going to listen to?
Yes.
Or hopefully is.
What?
Okay, that's all. That's all information I had.
Okay.
So I just...
I just don't consider that a tribute.
What? It's not. I just took that and...
A tribute suggests that we have her picture somewhere and it's...
Well, if you go to in our show notes...
We're having
there
a candlelight
be a picture of her.
Vigil somehow.
What? That's terrible. Okay. So, just today... What happened today in the news?
That's a personal question. Oh, I don't know.
The Boston Marathon.
Right.
Did you know that there is a wheelchair edition of it? Edition?
Wheelchair version?
I should have done more research. Either there's a separate one with wheelchair, people who are differently abled, whatever. Or people in wheelchairs compete along with everyone else, and then they have... As kind of a separate finish. They have their main finish, and then among their among people with wheelchairs finish.
Are they using those super fast wheelchairs?
Yeah, they're rocket fueled.
No, but they have those Olympic like.
I don't know. We were rushing to just prepare.
Okay, so you don't know. Because I feel like those people could actually do at least as fast as
the Wikipedia thing for the Boston Marathon had like top 5 women, top 5 men. Okay. And then top 5, like, women wheelchair and top 5 men wheelchair.
Okay.
So, in case you somehow knew the actual real people, if you just saw a news story and got some names.
No.
I picked something probably less known.
I have very little to say or care about the Boston Marathon.
Okay. So all you have to do is tell me.
No. You want me to
okay. Well, listen. There are
I'm not gonna guess the
five
names.
Women who finish at the top of the heap, the top of the list. The best times for in a wheelchair doing, running or rolling, whatever, racing in the Boston Marathon. So everyone has a first name and a last name. So there's 10 names.
So you want the names, not the times.
No, just there's 10 names. You're just going to give me 6 names.
6? Okay.
So first name between first names or last name. Well, it's a dangerous wager. It's not $5 wager.
Okay. Samantha Jones.
No, so that's 2. So there's no Samantha. You understand? Like, you can give a first or a last name.
What? And
I'm giving you 10 tries. Okay, wait.
What, okay, what am I saying? What's coming out of my mouth?
There's 10 names. There's 5 first names and 5 last names. There's fully 5 people, right?
Okay.
5 women. So you're going to name 10 names. They could be first names, last names, or a mix, whatever. Just start naming them. And then if you get, of the 10, 6 or more, I give you $1 million. So I'm even, forget Samantha Jones.
Okay, so I'll say Samantha.
Okay. That is incorrect.
Jones.
That is incorrect. So now you have to get 6 of 8.
Okay, shut up. Jennifer?
Nope.
Julie?
No. Now if you get them all correct from now on.
Darlene?
No. Okay.
Can you just read the names?
Yet again, the dangerous wager.
Okay, I lose.
Finishing first was Tatiana McFadden.
What? That's an impossible combination of names. Okay, go on.
Actually, I didn't realize how. Okay. Number 2 was Wakako.
What?
Tsuchida.
Sure. That's what I should have went with.
Number 3 was Susanna. Come on.
Okay.
Scaroni. Number 4 was Manuela Scar.
Not fair at all.
And number 5 is Shelley Woods.
Shelley Woods. That's quite possible for me to say.
Okay, that's why I made you have to say 6, okay. Not 2. $1 million, okay? Do you know how much that would affect my life? I have to make this difficult.
Yeah, but I'm letting you pay in payments. It's not. It doesn't have to be all at once.
We never discussed the payment schedule.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay, so how are we doing on time? 32 minutes?
What? We're already after the show? How was that possible? We've been... Oh, man. Okay, well, let's... Should we just go talk about Nexus? Or
no,
should we get into...
We should end with Nexus, because we don't know how long that's going to take. So anything we want to get in, we should get in, yeah?
Let's do tweeted is. This is a little
this
segment.
This is a Han-only segment. Introduce it correctly, please.
How tweeted is... This is a segment wherein I read a tweet that I found amusing or funny or insightful.
Of course, it doesn't come up with its own, but just read someone else's.
Usually it's profane. And I'll just read it out now. This is a tweet by Caustic Bob.
Caustic Bob. Interesting.
Me and my girlfriend take things very slowly, which is probably why we always get caught shoplifting.
That's a funny tweet.
That's how tweet it is.
That's a funny tweet. Okay, well, I have a similar thing. I have my time to joke.
Oh, time to joke.
Based on an original segment that we do, supposed to be a regular segment, called A Time to Hate, where one of us goes on a rant about what they hate.
Indeed.
Remember last week it was bunions?
Bunions.
No, it was Funyuns.
Paul Bunions?
No, that's a joke. Okay, where is it? A time to joke. Here we go. There was a prison break, and I saw a midget climb over the fence. As he jumped down, he sneered at me, and I thought, well, that's a little condescending.
That's not bad.
I like that. That's a good one.
That's a good one. Let's go with that.
We have some good stuff this episode, eh?
Well, we're in good spirits. We haven't done Triple Threat.
Quadruple Threat.
We renamed what used to be Topless.
Topless 3?
As now, what are we calling this? Triple Threat?
Triple Threat. Now, basically, it's just a comedy list exchange of 3 items. There's a topic, and we just give a funny answer, 3 of them. And I don't like calling it the top three for some retarded reason.
Because he doesn't want to think... He doesn't want to compare...
It's not a top list. It's
to,
just
like,
three
the best
funny
of
things.
The best. This is just three things.
Yeah.
Let's just call it three things.
No, triple threat is a great name for it because it's not threatening, so it's funny. Because in my world, the opposite of something is what makes it funny.
Just like, okay. So, triple threat... So our triple threat this week is things we learned while we were at Nexus, which was at things we learned in New York City. Or
yeah, how about
New
we
York City.
Name the title we agreed on? Things we learned about New York City.
Yes,
it wasn't about Nexus.
That's where Nexus was held.
We were in New York City for Nexus.
Yes,
which we'll talk about in a moment. But we learned
we
a lot.
We should also say Nexus is.
We'll get when the whole Nexus thing.
Well, it's a, we're talking about it now.
Okay, it is a...
no, what's it stand for?
Oh, I don't know. New England Climate Society? I don't know.
You don't even know what it stands for?
Something about clam chowder?
Northeast Conference for the Science
for the
and Skepticism.
Scientifically controlled.
Okay, whatever.
So
these are three things we both learned. Well, three things
and we'll
learned
go back and forth.
Manhattan.
New York City.
Why don't you go?
The Big Apple. That's my number one. No. Okay, I'm going first?
Yes.
Times Square isn't a giant multiplication table. That is hilarious!
That's good. My number one, most...
Come on!
Yes.
Okay, go on.
You done?
A little smile wouldn't hurt.
There was a smile.
Okay, go on.
Most popular souvenir? Disdain.
So you're going right away for the insult route.
Yeah, well, I get that out of the way, and then I
okay.
I'll pull it back later.
Now here's the
people in
two.
New York were remember? Actually really friendly, but anyway, go on.
Okay, my number two. Hotel prices are in line with other major cities. Dog cities!
Oh my god. As they say, oh my gourd. Okay.
See, to me, that joke is that the prices are seven times higher.
Yeah,
than...
No.
I love that.
I
That's why I was laughing so much
no,
when
so
I was preparing.
Good. It is good. It is good. But you need to know about that little factoid. But yes.
But it doesn't even make sense because the dog should be like 1/7. I better go on.
Hold on.
Hotels are really fucking expensive.
Okay, they are. My number two is a tired. What? The tired, poor, huddled masses can now be found queued up at Newark Airport's security line.
Terrible. And my last one here is... This is an interesting fact that I learned. Midtown Manhattan has 3 times more iPhone cases for sale than there are iPhones worldwide.
That's not bad. And my last one is, there are 60 New York minutes in every New York hour.
God, that was like last week. What was my one about Facts of the Universe? Was
whatever.
Okay,
don't compare it to last week. God. That's triple threat.
Triple threat.
Oh, yeah, that's how it should be said. Triple threat. Okay.
See the triple... okay, are we in, like, just throwing in stuff before we talk about,
Well, no, I feel like Nexus could take a while.
I feel like it's going to be very... I'll do my celebrity quote, which nobody likes. I think I've retired it, like, 3 times.
Yeah. All right, let's do it.
I've done another woman edition in tribute to Rebecca Watson, Esquire.
See, tribute implies...
Yeah, you're right. No, not tribute. Deluxe edition. What am I trying to say? There was a word we said earlier. Anyways, now listen to this. I'm not doing celebrity quote this episode. It's celebrity fact. So normally I go to the quotes in IMDb, but there's also the trivia in IMDb. So this is like a trivia thing about a celebrity. And the fact or trivia or whatever is. Robert De Niro said she is his favorite actress to work with. Was he talking about Meryl Streep, Barbara Streisand, or Sharon Stone?
Whew. Now I gotta like think about Robert De Niro's way back catalog of working with... Who, okay,
don't Meryl put Streep, too much thought into this.
Barbara Streisand? Did you say Barbara Streisand?
Yeah. Is that a name?
Yes, but I don't... I can't recall him ever working with her. I may be missing a very obvious movie. And the third one was...
Sharon Stone.
I want to say Meryl Streep. Meryl Streep.
You son of a father.
Was it? Right?
Yes. Barbara Streisand was in the Fockers. Meet all three Focker movies.
Oh. But I can't see
Meet
her.
The parents.
I can't see her being that pleasant.
Hello, Fockers. Hello, Fockers? That wasn't a movie.
Hello, Fockers. Hello, Mothers.
Little Fockers. That was the last one. Are we swearing? What? That's the joke. I get it. No, I'm joking. Okay.
Would you rather? Yeah, and then would Nexus? You rather?
Hold on. I have a new word phrase that is going to take 2 seconds to do.
I have a new word phrase, too.
Okay, I'll do mine first. Okay, so new word phrase. I was throwing one in because I have nothing to say about it. The new word phrase of mine is conflict of Pinterest. And I just like the sound of it. Now here's why I'm not talking about it, because I have no idea what Pinterest is. I looked it up and I didn't even know what it... I don't understand after reading a paragraph about it what the hell it is. But it sounds funny. Conflict of Pinterest. Clever. It probably already exists.
It's
now,
not bad.
Go to yours.
No, let's talk about Pinterest for a second. Is like where you just take web content and you post it on a board.
Yeah, because you take web content and you put it on the web.
No, it's not like a blog, because you don't necessarily are writing blog entries. You're just... And it's not like Tumblr.
I don't even know what Tumblr is. Okay. What's the one where you put photos?
Okay,
Flickr?
Grandma. Which one? Instagram?
Just because I don't know shitty stuff doesn't make me... What? Okay, go to your real one. Go. Let's not taint.
Well, you, if you
Rebecca's hated, view of the segment.
If you hated yours, I'm afraid to say mine.
I thought you were going
to
say I also hate yours.
My new word or phrase is telepigeon.
Okay, depends what it means. Let's. What's telepigeon?
Telepigeon is like television these days. It's so bad. The only person worth talking about it to is a pigeon.
That is terrible.
Yes, thank you.
Well, at least we got conflict of Pinterest. Is that how you pronounce it? Pinterest?
Yes.
Okay, so...
like Dr. Pinter.
I have a very short time to hate.
What? Why don't we just go to Nexus?
Well, I did all this research.
Okay, time to hate it.
What are we going to talk about? You think we're going to do more than 10 minutes talking about Nexus?
Possibly,
you probably will.
Yeah.
You like talking about stuff. Hans is serious, like, planner and talker and annoyer of the group. Okay, here's my little very short time to hate. Often, I always mix up Wikipedia and Xpedia. So often I want to look something up, so I go to Xpedia.com instead of Wikipedia.com, and I hate that.
What? That's not funny. Do you honestly do that?
Yeah. This is not a joke.
Don't you do what everyone else does?
A time to hate is not funny. It's our...
Don't you do what everyone else does is just type it into Google and Google gives you the thing? Why would you go to
no,
the website
because it's
and
not
then
always
search?
No.
Like an old man who doesn't even know what Pinterest is.
Okay. If you just type in the thing, you're not necessarily going to get it in the above the fold, the Wikipedia link to it. I don't want to have to scroll.
Since the man who won't even install Hover Zoom.
Oh my god. That's nerd alert.
That's an old joke.
Okay.
Don't install Hover Zoom. Use Images. Look it up, folks. Let's talk about Nexus already.
No, I have My Society. It's
what?
Very quick, too. Oh, wait.
Okay.
What would you rather? We can't have an episode without Would You
okay,
Rather.
Okay, Would You Rather. Let's just do Would You Rather and then Nexus.
Fine. So I'm going to save these other ones for next episode.
Yeah.
Nexus episode.
Ill.
Okay. Do your Would You Rather first.
David, would you rather be able to morph your head to any humanoid shape, eye, nose, mouth, ear configuration?
So I can take the look of any person?
Whatever you can imagine, as long as it's human. Like, so you can't do, like...
So I can just turn my head to your head?
Yeah, if you wanted to.
I wouldn't, but...
You could. If you can imagine it, you can do it.
I don't want to.
Or...
I don't have to do your head, right?
You don't... Yeah.
Anyway, go on.
Or you can convert, do the same with your body. But with your body, it has to be mass, so you can't be, like, small or tiny.
Has to be what?
You have to maintain the mass.
Oh, so I can't be thinner. Okay, the head. Done.
Well, you can be taller and thinner.
Oh, what?
Or you could build...
I'm already tall.
You
no.
can build
face.
More muscles.
Face, we're done.
You can make it more muscles.
Face. Face. Okay, huh?
So
would
you
don't rather
you
have...
You don't care for your face.
Would you rather have Wolverine's claws...
Where? In my hands?
Yeah, just like have the same ability that Wolverine, which I think is a fictional character.
Made out of adamantium?
Yes.
The same material. And I can make them come out whenever I want.
Yeah.
But I don't have his healing ability.
No.
So it would hurt and I would bleed a lot.
No, they could heal.
Because every time he does it, it cuts through his skin.
Okay, well, the hand area heals.
Okay. So far, I'm like,
you can't lose a testicle. And then
already,
suddenly,
I can't lose.
Or $850,000.
Oh, the cash reward versus adamantium claws. That's a funny number.
That's I know. Like I spent a lot of time coming with that number.
That's like a really nice house in Toronto. Oh, God. You know what? No. I would go with the adamantium claws.
Stop saying antimantium. What are you saying? Antimantium?
It's a made-up substance.
I know, but what word is it?
Adamantium.
Okay. Nexus, did you go?
I just feel like the claws would be... Because that's something no one can have. Obviously, I wouldn't use it on people. I would like to think I wouldn't, but...
But you could maybe buy it online for less than $850,000. You'd have money left over.
That's true.
Yeah.
If I could sell my claws off, then maybe.
Did you go to Nexus this year, Han?
I did. Did you?
I unfortunately went.
Well, that's a pity.
Great. Okay, so here we are.
Yeah,
We're talking about Nexus.
We went to Nexus.
People at home, Rebecca, sit back, relax, get comfortable, get a beverage if you like, turn the
Pause.
Music down. Unplug your phones and put your phone on silent because you're going to be regaled with the whole Nexus story for a long, long time to come. Let's begin.
April 14th, 2014.
That's too many 14s. What? That was the day after Nexus?
Wait, what day did we go? was it the 10th?
11th to 13th.
11th to 13th.
Great start.
I don't keep track of those things. Damon Hahn visited New York City in order to attend Nexus.
Now, what does Nexus stand for again, now that we're officially talking about it?
The Northeast Conference for Science and Skepticism.
That's too many letters. Northeastern Conference for Science. Okay, I get it.
There's no O.
Now, did we go before?
We went one... Well... Last time I went was in 2011.
When was the last time I went?
2011.
Okay, so why didn't you say we?
Because I wasn't sure if you went. I thought maybe there was a chance that you went at some other point between those times. Already we're off to a rolling start on this segment.
Rolling? Rocking.
Raffling.
Raffling. There'll be a raffle later.
Yes.
So keep your tickets that we gave out at the beginning of the show. For the
is
grand
that
prize.
What the hamburger is saying? Raffle, raffle? Anyway.
What? Why would... Oh, terrible, terrible. Oh, should we let everyone know that we don't really edit?
There's no editing.
Well, there's some editing. Like that little audio screw-up, you might edit.
We'll see how it turns out.
There's a little gap between the two files. So
hopefully there's not a huge hum right now.
Hum.
Go for a hamburger, which we had a lot of while we're in New York.
Okay, so... tell us about Nexus.
The weather was nice, and the talks were great. I made some notes about it.
Han made notes.
But I don't know. What is there to talk about?
So what it, was, what, it was we arrived there Thursday.
Yes.
We thought there'd be a big, fun Thursday night drinking.
I know. We were looking for skeptics on the street, and it did not happen. Is that a mistake?
I think there was like a cool club that we weren't invited to and they were hanging out somewhere. Or maybe just no one arrived Thursday, basically. But the stuff started Friday morning, so you'd think most people...
I know. It's like, are we the only people who are interested in partying and drinking?
Probably not. We're just not cool.
We're not in the in crowd.
I know.
We're not on Pinterest.
The in crowd is overrated anyways. I'm okay with how things went. Oh, yeah. So, anyway, so we didn't go to any of the workshops because...
Right. Friday, the day after, we just dicked around New York City.
Well, I went to the Magic Store for a long time.
I went to the High Line and did some walking around.
Did you say hi to Captain Highliner?
Not funny. Saturday was Nexus. Actually, no, was there something Friday night? We went to
Stimulus Response.
And David did not care much for it.
Oh, thanks for throwing that out there. No, and what did Han think of it?
I thought it was okay. I thought they had a lot of technical issues. I enjoyed the comedy a little. I thought it could have been better. What?
Don't take you not really liking it and turn it into it was good.
I'm not saying it was good. I'm saying there were a lot of issues with it.
I'm talking about
how it could have been better.
Those who are just listening to the first episode don't really know what Han is all about.
Han is all about Haning.
Han's about being polite, never offending, never giving a dangerous answer out of fear of shaking the boat. Anyways, no, but it's simple. The first part, the musical part, was a great idea. But there was an audio problem that kind of ruined the whole thing.
Yeah, because we couldn't hear the people
talking. We couldn't hear what was being spoken.
The spoken part.
Because basically...
The acoustics of the room were not good.
Were not good. There was a balance issue, and the music of the band always overplayed. The band music was too loud, and we couldn't hear the talking. Combined with other reasons why...
Right, and one of the speakers, he did not have a voice that really carried. The other guy, who was...
George Rob.
I call him the other guy. The other guy, he enunciates. Yeah. He has a booming voice that you can hear very clearly, generally speaking. But the other guy was very hard to hear. It was
But it's also, like, his mic level. It wasn't really his... Like, he doesn't have a voice. Like, his voice was...
I know, but he just has, like, a regular New
George
York.
Is, like, obviously...
Well-spoken.
Well-spoken, good at talking and whatever. No, so that kind of ruined it. Like, there was... And the audience, like, everyone in the audience was feeling the same way. We were trying to indicate, fix the volume, but whatever.
It would have been fine if they had, like, the lyrics on a screen, so we could just, like, read along.
Yeah, that would be a good idea.
That's my suggestion.
But also, just getting the audio levels correct would have also been fine.
And then they had...
It might be a little distracting to read as they're speaking, so... The better solution is just... Rehearse and figure out the proper volume levels.
I like having text in movies sometimes. I'll just turn on subtitles just so I can catch everything. Because I feel like I don't have the best hearing. And sometimes I miss something and I'll... Anyway. Next
and also, just one good thing about... Also, like, Deepak Chopra... Is this hilarious?
Yeah.
The crap that
they made fun of Deepak.
Unfortunately, we couldn't hear. Like, I couldn't hear over half of what he was saying, which is a shame.
I just heard words like
love and energy. Let's throw it in. You didn't get the whole thing, which is a shame. Okay, then there was a comedy. The second half was comedy.
With a comedy troupe making fun of Dr. Stephen Novella.
Esquire.
I think he's a doctor, so he doesn't need to Esquire.
Okay. Dr. Trump's Esquire.
Dr. Trump's Esquire.
But nurse, also
but
Trump's
Esquire.
But a
full house beats... Anyway.
That wasn't too funny to me. I was expecting something funnier, but I didn't get that.
The thing is, I laughed at some of the parts, but I mostly enjoyed just hearing...
I laughed at some of the parts of Biodome. The movie Biodome. I laughed at some parts, but it was a terrible, terrible, terrible movie. So just because you laughed a few times doesn't mean it was funny.
Okay. Yeah, but it's worth mentioning that there were some laughs.
Yeah, it wasn't like there was no silence of deadpan for a half hour. It was.
But for anyway, what I was saying is that
weird
I still,
gay for Steve. Would you say that?
I
not
like
literally.
Steve a lot.
No, we love Steve. He's our hero.
I care for that turn of phrase.
Anyways,
but
he's my hero. So just seeing him and hearing him is like...
And also, it's interesting to hear about his personal life.
His nerd history,
and
too.
Exposing himself and his nerddom in that way.
I missed that part.
Yeah. So Simmons responds, and then next day was the first day of talks.
Now, how did we go to 55 minutes so quickly?
Okay.
Oh, so, because of me.
Yeah. So next day, Saturday, we...
hold on, we're just going through... Hold on, this is wrong.
No, there's nothing wrong with it.
Whoa.
Because we haven't actually talked about Nexus itself yet.
But I mean,
we're
just going through. Then we had lunch, and I had
the prosciutto, and you
had the salad.
I was just going to say the highlight.
There were no tomatoes.
Of Saturday, I thought was...
Was the whole day.
Well, the whole day was excellent.
The talks...
The talks were well done.
Sometimes there's some talks you don't really care for, but they're not really that interesting to you.
We've been to a few skeptic conferences.
Yeah. But here, all the talks were top-notch. And I didn't expect it because I didn't really know really most of the people giving the talks. I haven't heard of them, but they were great.
They were good speakers, very informative, and we learned a lot. And like very captivating.
Is a great word.
Yeah, and it's like talk after talk after talk. It was like, oh wow, this is like so good. Yeah.
Now, of course, the highlight for me of the entire thing was the private SGU recording.
Oh, so
which
we're just
was
going,
Saturday
we're going
night.
To the
we
talk.
Talked about that was after the talks.
Okay,
and it was the highlight of my life. I'm ready to die now. It was so funny, so entertaining. We were right there in the front row. Felt like we were in the podcast. It was
definitely the closest I've been to the Rogues, all of them at one time, and I was like,
George Robb,
and
it
I
was
felt
so
weird.
Funny.
It's you know, do you watch the show Community? You know, Troy, there's an episode where he gets to meet George LaForge. I forget what his real name is. LeVar Burton. And LeVar Burton is like his hero from Reading Rainbow.
LeVar Burton was not at the recording, just to clarify. No.
But he freaks out because he doesn't actually ever want to meet him because he's like too impressed by him and it would shatter his image. But
I want to move in with the novellas. I don't care about...
Yeah. No, I was so close. I felt like, wow, everyone is here, and...
Rebecca like, was like...
The resolution was excellent.
It was in HD. Rebecca was 2 feet from you.
Yeah, everyone was super close. Almost arm's reach, if I had longer arms.
Which, thankfully, you do not.
Thankfully,
It was just so funny. Like,
it was a good private show. They had a lot of... There was a lot of jokes and a lot of camaraderie.
And we saw, like, how, I guess, a more edited version can go with, like, longer things and, like, a lot of swearing. Isn't we
yeah,
revealing the secrets?
Yeah, everyone was more natural and just more themselves.
Maybe we shouldn't say what they
Their
were doing.
Their personality and charisma just, like, flowed right on out. And
Steve took
great.
His shirt off. Like, it was just crazy. we learned a... Actually, let's not talk about this... Until it airs, let's not talk about anything that happened.
Yeah,
really.
We don't want to reveal.
None of that, but like, yeah, whatever. It was just great. It really made, even though the Nexus trip was already great, it just was the icing, like 3 layers of icing on top of the meatloaf.
It was yes. Private show, well worth the visit.
And then we drank skeptically.
We drank skeptically and. We met a lot of people, so if you guys
we
are listening...
We met some people, and that's when we met Rebecca.
Yeah,
but even before that, we had some nice friends. Alan, that woman, the other one, kind of...
Couple guys. Canadian guys.
Couple of guys.
Canadian dudes, hey, shout out to you guys. Unfortunately, I don't remember your name, because, again, I was in a drunken stupor. This
stop
will not
saying
be
that.
The last time I say this phrase.
Please stop.
Because I feel like I need the bumper.
yeah, so...
And yeah, we
and
got
also,
to meet.
And also, we flew, and for me, it was a new airline, Porter, in Toronto, that is right downtown. Normally, we want to fly, it takes, you got to go like hours, like 4 hours in advance, you got to leave your house. Porter was so quick, like an hour before you leave the house, you can almost, I can
it's
walk
really
there.
It's really like first class.
The plane is, this is not really important to listen to, but the plane is like a small plane, so there's no 3-seaters, there's only 2-seaters, so you never have the middle seat. Which I hate. And it was only an hour and a half flight, and it was only like an hour or less than an hour on the air.
Yeah, we
actually
played like 2 games of some janky like
it was,
game, and then we're there.
And then once there was like a train that takes you kind of right to Penn Station, which is walking to. It was like so easy, convenient, and cheap, really. compared to flying other places. It was great. The whole experience was great. And I guess we're going to go next year. We skipped like 2 years, right? We're going next year, right?
I would go next year.
Okay. So let's start booking. I'll do that right now. And I can't go to Nexus this year. I guess we're both not going to... Not TAM. Nexus, to TAM.
The amazing meeting.
That's another great thing, which we'll talk about in 18 months. Okay, so that was an episode. Rebecca Watson tribute show.
Well, Rebecca, I'm sorry that if...
She's not listening. Just tell us what you really think.
I think it was a good episode.
It was. I didn't...
You know, this is one of the few episodes I really over-prepared because I have so many other segments.
Yeah, I was trying to get to them, but you said, no, Nexus.
Well, look how long we talked about Nexus already. And it's
Who tells us how long an episode can be?
Us. Well, another highlight of Nexus I was going to mention is that we've already... Katie Coleman, the astronaut.
Katie Couric, you mean?
No.
Terrible. Her name is Coleman. Go on, yeah.
Katie Couric is the... Who's she? She's a newscaster on Fox or something?
Fox.
She's a television personality.
She's on NBC or something, not Fox.
She's not on Fox?
No. Okay. I don't know.
It was Katie Coleman.
Inventor of the Coleman lantern. She was my number six.
Anyway, that was... The lady who does I Fucking Love Science.
Han.
The Facebook page.
This is a
BioBus lady, whose name escapes me at this moment.
BioBus?
BioBus.
Oh, my. I mentioned it during the thing. There's so many great personalities. Who was the first lady?
She talked about teaching
kids like skepticism, right? She was talking about kids, children.
I said Alison Gropnik? Was that her?
I said she is such a good speaker. She's like the best speaker. She knows how to speak and give public talks.
My phone crashed. Great. Thanks to you.
I didn't really think, you know, how to teach your kids about skepticism would be interesting, but she made it interesting and she was just such a great speaker.
No, seriously, my iPhone crashed.
Okay, so we're not going to cancel the show because of this. We're at the end. So, the final segment we do is Parting Thought. Did I write one?
But this is important because I can't do segments without my...
Okay, so listen, I have a parting thought, and I have some other segments we can do while you try to get your phone working. Do you understand, Han?
I hate iPhones.
Okay, you want to do Time to Hate?
No. No, I'm ready for my parting thought.
Okay, you're back?
Now. Yeah.
Okay, I'll do mine, because mine's always a joke, and yours is always serious. That's how our parting thoughts
work.
You
always hate mine.
My parting thought is, when someone asks, what's next, cats marrying dogs? Say yes, and then open a cats and dogs wedding planning company. Should that be a tweet?
You know what I said, you always hate mine? I should also add, I always hate yours as well.
Okay, now what is yours? Hold on, first of all, I got to say something that I learned last episode. I thought that you were coming, like it was from your heart, the parting thought. But you're just...
Some of them are.
Okay, well...
Most of them are.
Really? So, I didn't know you were using other people's and then pretending they were yours. But
that was only a couple times.
What's going on this time? Is it yours or someone else's?
Mine.
Okay.
Here's Han's parting thought.
Okay.
Be willing to hear what other people have to say. At the very least, you'll gain insight into another perspective.
That is the worst parting thought ever. That's
Why?
So obvious.
Is it?
Obviously, if you're hearing what someone's saying, you're hearing their perspective.
Yeah, but I feel like a lot of people aren't willing to hear it.
But you're saying at the very least, you'll hear it. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
I think they know that.
The parting thought is be willing to listen.
Well, that's a kind of different message.
Well,
your reward is that you'll hear words.
No,
if you listen,
is that
you'll get words out of it.
You'll hear what they have to say. You'll see their perspective.
Good night, everybody. Don't drink and drive.
Good night.
And thanks again, Rebecca Watson, for chatting with us at the...
We are very sorry. I'm so very sorry.
And hopefully for listening to this. And if you did listen to this, email us, dave@daveandhanshow.com.
If you liked it, email us.
Han and Dave Show, daveandhanshow.com. with the subject line,
thumbs
parrots,
up.
Thumbs up for parrots, and then we'll know you actually listened.
But don't tweet about it.
Do not. Please do not tweet about it. Why did you say that?
I don't know.
Bye.
I'm embarrassed.